You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. The horrifying images we all saw this week of Syrian children after a apparent chemical gas attack are a very grim reminder of that famous saying, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. That observation by philosopher George Santayana is a good way to frame a remarkable exhibition happening right now in Hamtramck. The Wall Speaks, Voices of the Unheard, is now running at Bank Sui, the community space in the heart of multi-ethnic Hamtramck. It ties together stories of Polish children who lost their lives or their homes to German and Soviet invaders, and the millions of children from the Middle East suffering and displaced right now. The creator of The Wall Speaks, Voices of the Unheard, is artist and historian Wojtek Sava, who's with us now. Wojtek, welcome.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
And we welcome Alyssa Shelton. She's the owner of Bank Sui and hosting this exhibition from now until Memorial Day, May 29th. Welcome, Alyssa.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Wojtek, just what is The Wall Speaks?
The Wall Speaks is a multimedia exhibition. It's composed of several different elements, of photographs, of video, of artifacts, and it speaks, as you mentioned, about the fate of Polish children in World War II. There were over a million people who died, hundreds of thousands of children who were forcibly deported to Siberia or to Germany, to slave camps or to be Germanized. So it tells their story. It's a story of the reason why I call it The Wall Speaks, Voices of the Unheard, is because both the enemies, the invaders, Germans and Soviets were, of course, not interested in having that narrative shared or made public. And then, unfortunately, after the war, because of political expediency, because of Roosevelt's and Churchill's alliance with Stalin, that story was misrepresented and could not be told as it was, and neither could it be told in communist Poland for many, many years.
And then take us up to the stories of the children in the Middle East today, and how did you determine that you wanted to connect them in this exhibition?
I feel that the children who are most suffering in the world right now as a result of war are our children in the Middle East. And it seemed to be natural to build this bridge because I feel that, A, children are that phenomenon that we relate to on a very emotional and primal basis. So I thought if I'm going to build bridges, this is a very good place to do it, because if we can feel sad for what happened to children in Poland, we can equally feel sad about what is happening to children in the Middle East. And at this point, national differences, religious differences, I think become, you know, they dissipate because of our emotion and how we feel towards these children.
Or we hope they would.
But I think in many cases, as this exhibition already has proven, they do. So what I'm trying to do is build a bridge, build a connection. For example, in the body of the exhibit itself, the main item are our large-scale photographs and life stories. But on the walls, where there are large windows in Bank Sui, these windows are covered with very large tarps, drop cloths, canvas, which symbolically speak of tents in refugee camps. And each of these drop cloths has a name of a refugee camp and the population in that refugee camp. So there's a very direct juxtaposition of what was and what is currently.
Alyssa, why did you open Bank Sui for this exhibition?
I think that at Bank Sui, we're always trying to host events that are making people think about nuance and making people think about things differently, understanding people more, understanding things differently. And I think that Wojtek's art is like just really an amazing way to bridge history and introduce this history that people may not know.
Explain to us what Bank Sui is.
So Bank Sui is a community space, and we host a variety of different programs. So it's purposely always changing. So people often come in and ask us, like, what is this going to be? And we're like, well, it's going to be something different every time you come in. And this is a very, I guess, tricky concept, but we think of it as a new way to fill a storefront space that hopefully maybe, you know, is a model that we can test out and other people can do. So basically we have workshops, we have talks, we have trainings, but the thread that kind of is common through all of our programming is that it's a space for exchange, it's a space for learning. And in most cases, the presenter of the program is also hopefully learning as much as the guests of the program.
So, is it a former bank?
Yeah. So the name actually is very literal. It was built in 1923 as a bank, closed during the Great Depression, but most recently was a chop suey restaurant. So from the 80s, it was Golden Hill Chop Suey.
And so in this exhibition, Wojtek, you've done interviews with World War II survivors from Poland. Tell us a little about how you present those stories?
The stories are presented in multiple ways. Photographs, they're large, you know, human-scale photographs, and they show these survivors as children. They show them as they were at the time of the war, which is pretty miraculous in itself because, as I mentioned, they had been thrown to Siberia, the concentration camps, Germany, Italy, all over the world. There are life stories next to each photograph. These are printed on fabric, and they speak to the fact that, you know, our life is we're very, very vulnerable. Our life is fleeting, especially in warlike conditions. And we need to take the life stories are printed on fabric, very delicate fabric, and we need to take them literally into our hands. So we need to take somebody's life into our hands and kind of hold it there and become acquainted with it. I think war and conditions associated with it tell us how temporal life is. We can die within, you know, less than a second. Yet the story of a life is an extremely powerful story. It's a testimony of the strength of human spirit. So it's that juxtaposition there between the delicate and the strong. There are also bricks under each photograph, and these bricks have an inscription on the top side which speak of institutional actions taken with the purpose of turning Poles into sort of a subhuman slave race, where the Germans made conscription lists and executed or sent to concentration camps Polish intellectuals. The Soviet killed 20,000 Polish officers, executed them. So I ask people, visitors, to pick up a brick and walk through the exhibit with it to feel that burden, and also feel the burden of not just being put in that situation, but not being able to share your story. And I think that's very important because it's akin, you know, to a woman who's been raped, a child who's been molested, where the powers that be are so great that not only are you shamed, not only are you abused, but you cannot speak the truth about your story.
This exhibit's been shown in Poland. It has been shown at the Florida Holocaust Museum in St. Petersburg, in Chicago, at universities across the United States. Why Hamtramck?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that question. I love Hamtramck, and Hamtramck actually mirrors, you know, the situation we're speaking of. So if we're bridging Polish past and Muslim present, that is Hamtramck. Hamtramck is a city that was predominantly Polish-American. It's predominantly Muslim right now. And those communities are somewhat cellular. They're, you know, they're traditional. They don't in any way harm each other, but sometimes there's little contact amongst them. So I thought, well, if I show this exhibit in Hamtramck, it could be a wonderful opportunity to bridge those communities together. And because it is a small community, it's only 2 square miles, it's a walkable community. You can actually see the people that you're addressing. So all these accompanying events that we have over 2 months are to a large degree directed to the Muslim world. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to make that connection and, you know, and build, essentially, I believe that art is action, ritual, and transformation. That's you know, that's what I use as an acronym for art. And I think this gives us a chance to create a space, an environment, in which those communities can come together and share.
And this seems like Bang Sui is the perfect place, Alyssa, because you are right there in the heart of Hamtramck, and you want to be a very flexible community space.
Yeah, we're very excited. I mean, I think that when we think about what we present, it's often programming. And so it's very exciting to have this exhibition for several months. But the more exciting aspect of it to me is the way the exhibition changes, you know, week to week, day to day, through both the participation of people who are seeing the exhibit and the wall sort of changing, but also through the things we're able to present each week. So we have, you know, discussions, lectures, sort of cultural exchange each week that adds to and layers on to the what's happening with the exhibition.
So there'll be a whole array of things happening, yeah, centered around the exhibition between now and May 29th. Mm-hmm.
There's one thing that Alyssa mentioned, which is very important, and she mentioned about the wall changing. So something I hadn't mentioned is that after the viewers pick up a brick, they walk up to a wall. It's a steel grid with 100 openings the size of a brick. And I ask them to flip the brick. And on the bottom side, there's a blank. And then I ask them to write of their own experiences of trauma and of not being able to share that trauma. So what is happening and what happened, for example, at the Florida Holocaust Museum is that there were hundreds of entries there from molested children, from battered women, from dyslexics, from members of the LGBTQ community, from immigrants who were shamed, you know, being transported in trunks of cars. So this wall creates a safe space, a place where there's a community of those who are disenfranchised and who feel they're voiceless and feel that now they have an opportunity to speak. There was a brick at the Florida Holocaust Museum where a girl wrote, "I was raped and I didn't talk about it, but I want to talk about it now." And she signed her name, actually. You know, so I think it empowers other people. And what I say that we need to acknowledge that a wall exists. We need to speak of the problems in order to be able to surmount them. So that wall, I believe, serves that purpose.
The exhibition, The Wall Speaks, Voices of the Unheard, will be running at Bank Sui, the community space right on Joseph Campo in the heart of Hamtramck. It'll run until Memorial Day, May 29th, and you can get all the details on all the events surrounding the exhibition by going to banksui.com. And we've been talking with Wojtek Sava, who created this exhibition, The Wall Speaks, Voices of the Unheard, and Alyssa Shelton of Bank Sui. Thank you so much to both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.